This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said on Wednesday that Israeli forces had achieved tactical control over the Philadelphia corridor that runs along the border between the Gaza Strip and Egypt. He said the corridor served as a regular smuggling pipeline for Hamas. Other military officials said the Israeli military's operation in the Rafah area has in 10 days discovered 20 tunnels that cross into Egypt, and this information was passed on to Egypt. An American drone is reportedly grounded in Yemen. AP correspondent Charles Deladesma reports.
Another U.S. military MQ-9 Reaper drone has gone down in Yemen. That's according to images posted online on Wednesday. It wasn't immediately clear what brought down the drone, but the military's central command has acknowledged seeing reports of the aircraft being downed in a desert region of Yemen's central Marib province. The downing comes as Yemen's Houthi rebels continue their attacks on shipping around the Red Sea over the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities in Marib, which remains held by allies of Yemen's exiled government, did not immediately acknowledge the drone, nor did the Houthis, who previously have shot down MQ-9s amid the war. I'm Charles Deladesma.
The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday that Russia was still trying to disrupt next month's World Peace Summit devoted to the conflict with Russia and was putting pressure on countries to stay away from the gathering. Zelensky wants the summit to produce a front to exert pressure on Russia and advance its peace formula, which calls for the withdrawal of Russian troops and the restoration of Ukraine's 1991 borders. The summit is scheduled to be held in Switzerland from June 15th through the 16th. This is VOA News. Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial finished their first day of closed-door deliberations on Wednesday without reaching a verdict that would decide the fate of the only U.S. president to be charged with a crime. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business documents to cover up a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty and denies wrongdoing. Justice Juan Merchan instructed the 12 jurors and six alternates not to rely solely on the testimony of star witness Michael Cohen, who said he paid $130,000 out of his own pocket to prevent Daniels from telling voters about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Cohen said Trump approved the payoff. Any verdict requires unanimous agreement by all jurors, and the judge will declare a mistrial if they are unable to all agree.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Wednesday was the last day of campaigning before Sunday's historic nationwide election in Mexico. The two leading candidates for the presidency are both women, with former Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum facing off against former senator and tech entrepreneur Xochitl Galvez. The last days of the national campaign have been overshadowed by violence. A mayoral candidate in the western state of Jalisco was shot multiple times by intruders in his home, while two of his campaign staff were also wounded. Gunmen killed an alternate mayoral candidate in Morelos State, just south of Mexico City. A volcano in southwestern Iceland is erupting again, spewing red streams of lava and triggering the evacuation of the popular Blue Lagoon geothermal spa. Here's AP correspondent Haya Punjwani.
The eruption occurred in an area north of Grindavik, a coastal town of 3,800 people that was largely evacuated after a December eruption that ended centuries of dormancy. Iceland sits above a volcanic hotspot in the North Atlantic and sees regular eruptions and is experienced at dealing with them. The Icelandic Meteorological Office said, although activity began to calm down by early evening, the eruption was estimated to be the area's most vigorous so far, with lava shooting 165 feet into the sky from a fissure that grew to 2 miles in length. Anyone still in town was ordered to leave. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.